Okay, Simon Kufir Aleph, Siv Zayin. Hilchas Bidigas Chametz. So, Kaidim Shamaska Livdoik, before you start the Bidika, Yivarech Hashem Kedishanu B'mitzvah Sov, V'tzivanu Al Bir Chametz. Probably Sha'ata Dayin Einim Mavara, even though now he's not burning it. So why are you making the bracha of Bir Chametz? Kamakam Yivarech Al Bir. He's making the bracha al bir lefishamayad la'achar habedika yivatal. He's right after the bedika is gonna right after the bedika is gonna be mevatal chametz sheinu yidu any chametz that is not known to him. Well, bir lechametz sheinu yidu, and that is the bir for chametz that's not known to him because that's how he's getting rid of it. For lo yafsik ben habracha letchilas habedika, you should not make a hefsik between the bracha and when you first start checking. Yes. The type shelo yafsik ad gemar kol habedika, and it's best not to talk until the end of your bedikas chametz. Ela b'mashe hu be'inyan habedika, the only things that you need to talk about for the bedika. V'yachol livdo kam batim, you can search a lot of houses bracha achas in one bracha. So if you have multiple houses, or if you have to check your car, etc., so you should go out and check it without talking. Ches, yesh nagin shegadim abdika manichim psisei lechem. There are those that have the minhag to put out pieces of bread in mekayim yishayim
Are you allowed to go to
places.
the bathroom? Like, let's say you're
If,
going from your house and then you're going to be in the
yeah.
car, but you got to go to your bathroom in between.
Yeah, you can go to the bathroom. Should you say asher yotzar?
I mean, I guess so. I wasn't going to ask that, but sure.
I would think you could say asher yotzar.
You should certainly do asher yotzar.
Yeah, fair enough. Right. So, but Makavish in the places where the Baidik will find them. See, people make this mistake. Every year, there's somebody that can't find their other piece. They think it's a game. Like, the people have to hide, make it so it's so complicated to find, then they end up losing it. So, the kids are saying, Beferish here, put them out, but put them in places that could be found. Because maybe we're afraid he's not going to find any tape, Brachel of Atala. And maybe it's going to be Brachel of Atala.
Well,
Shaila
if
is, what
I
is that
go to
really
the
called?
hotel.
Shaila is that really, even if, well, the Mishabura, even if there's no, you don't find any, what Brachel of Atala? You searched for Chametz. Right? Upshita. Kimisha by the Karoi, Ella Shubakabits.
There's no
What?
chiyuv to find all 10 pieces. To find 10 pieces, it's a chiyuv to search. If I find only 9 out of 10, it's a bracha levatala.
No,
There's
that's a
no.
different issue. That's a different. The first issue is that if you can't find any, it might be brachah levatol. That's what the kids are saying it, which is not so easy to understand exactly what he means. But then you also have a different issue, which is that if you can't find the 10th,
You
then you got to search your whole house again and again and again till you find this thing.
or you got to beg your kid who hid them to go remember where he hid it.
Right? Yeah. Fine. And for a while, my wife was writing down where it was hidden. Anyways, Pshita caught Kimisha ain't a boy the Karoi. Somebody who's not boy the Karoi, Elishu Mekabetz, Elu Hapsisim. And of course, if he just walks around and puts these 10 pieces in, Loi Kayim Mitzvah Zvudika V'asa Bracha Levatol, that is also not a, not, that's also not the mitzvah, and it's a Bracha Levatol. Test. A chametz you mashayer lachila. Chametz that you're leaving over to eat or the mechira or to sell. You niach kaidem a bedika. Makom of shumar hate to put it in a place that is watched properly. V'chein a chametz you might be bedikasoi. And the chametz that he finds with his bedika v'tzaruch l'sar for the macher needs to burn it the next day. You niach makom of shumar. You put it in a place where it's meshumar or mekusher and tied up, shelo yaver menos, shouldn't get lost. But leave it in a place, meaning hide it a little bit so it doesn't get spread all over, but leave it someplace visible so that you will be able to at least remember to burn it. Immediately after doing the bedika, you mevatel your chametz. V'ikur habitul who believe the ikur chametz. The bitul is in the heart. Sheyum believer shekol chametz. Right. So you should finalize in your heart, that all chametz is in your reshus. Arehu ki ilu enoi. It's as if it doesn't exist. Ve'ena chash of klum, and it's worth nothing. Arehu kamoi ofar, and it's like dirt. Ukedava chain by tzayir klal, and it's something that you don't need it at all.
What about the
V'tiknu
stuff you're selling? You're doing a
No.
bedikah at night when the stuff that I'm selling.
Right, that's why the lashon changes between the kol chamira that you do at night to the kol chamira that you do during the day. Kol chamira at night, you're just saying on all the chametz you don't know about, and during the day it says what you know about and what you don't know about. Right, that's exactly why. Right, so meaning really all you have to do is have it in the heart. But the chum said, "V'tikkun chum sheyetzu dvarim elu gam bepiv." You should say it verbally. V'yomer kol chamira, etc. And if somebody doesn't know what the translation of Kol Chamira is, which is in Aramaic, Yerubaloshen say it in the Lashon that he says it, and here he says it in Yiddish. Fine. Yud Aleph. Even though Yerubatel the Chametz at night after the Bedikah, even though you already burned all your Chametz, you still go and do another Bittel. V'yichlo kol ha-chametz, like we just said, v'yemer kol chamira. I have a lashon shu maven, or in a lashon that he understands. Meaning, the day bittul, we end up adding more to it. Yud beis. Cheder shetzarach b'digas chametz
Doing
v'ra...
Yiddish?
No, we're not doing the Yiddish. Cheder shetzarach b'digas chametz v'raitzah la'asoy oitzah. Let's say you have a room that you want to make b'digas chametz there, that you need b'digas chametz there, but you want to make it into an oitzer so you don't have to check if it comes. Meaning you want to make it into a storage house. Pirush. Sheraitzah letzah b'soychei peiros ha'eitzim, that you want to gather peiros ha'eitzim in there, o'yishar dvarim shemach mazeh, lo yuchal l'badka kishigeh l'dalet. Meaning you want to make it into a storage house and you know there's no chametz in there, and like this, you want to exempt yourself from checking there on your dalet. So tarach livdoi tchilas hachametz sham balayla. You need to check the chametz there at night. K'mo shebayt kenes hachametz lel yudalid. The same way we do bedikas hachametz lel yudalid. V'afilu yesh oid zman rav ad Pesach. Even if there's a lot of time until Pesach. But you don't make a bracha on this bedikah. V'afilu miyad lacha Pesach shavar. You can even do this after the previous Pesach. U'b'di'evet im loy batka kaidim she'asai oitzim. B'di'evet, if you didn't check it before you made it into the title of Anoisai, if your das is to remove everything, before the Mzama Digas comes, ain't it Sarach Latriach, you don't need to be Matriach yourself to be by the Ella in title of Anoisai, unless you plan on removing everything during Pesach. Sarach Lefanoise, you have to be by the Ella, even though it's a big Tirchon and Kiss. So basically, what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch bringing here, he's bringing a very good Eitzah for those of us that have big houses and we're going to be very rushed to do Bedikas Chametz in our houses. So what the Kitzur is basically saying, what you can do is you can do Bedikas Chametz at any time. Let's say you have a few bedrooms upstairs. You know you're not bringing chametz in there anymore, so you can go do bedikas chametz. Let's say tonight you go do bedikas chametz there tonight, come, and then you close it up, meaning you make sure that no chametz is ever brought in there, and that's it. You don't need to check that room Erev Pesach by night.
Does it work if you have kids?
It doesn't really work if you have little kids, unless you mamish make sure that they don't take any of the food out of the kitchen. Right, but this is a big eitzah for people that have houses that are large, and they know they're not going to do a proper bedikah on Erev Pesach by night because it's rushed and it's busy, etc. So you can do this. You can do this shtick, but you don't make a
Do
bracha on the
people do
bedikah.
this?
Yeah, people do. Officially, I try to do this every year. I never end up doing it, but officially, I try. Right? Truth is, tonight before I go to sleep, I should do bedikas chametz in my room. Right? Like this, I know my room is done. And but you can't do everything. You have to leave over at least one room for Erev Pesach like this, so you can get the bracha. But that's basically what the kids are saying. Yud Gimel. Pesach. And if you make this oitzer, this storage house with the das that you're not removing anything from it until after Pesach, then it's going to be dependent on when you're doing this. Imu kodem lamed yoyim shelifnei Pesach. If it's more than 30 days before Pesach, ain't it tzarach lebadke? You don't need to do bedikah. Elashim yesham chametz, you do a yivar tchilah. Unless you know that there's definitely chametz there, then you have to be yivar tchilah. V'yoyle habittel shivato kol chametz bezmanay, and then the bittel that you do will be mevatel any potential chametz that's in this storage house. But let's say it's from Purim and on, then it's chal on him a chiyah b'dika. Since we're supposed to be learning Hilchos Pesach 30 days, then you need to be by the kid. Even b'dievet, if you forgot and you didn't check it, you have to remove everything out of the storage house, even though you don't plan on going in there on Pesach, you have to go at night and check it immediately after you remember. Now, the reason why this is really not so negayah nowadays, because nowadays, if you know that you're going into a room, so then you're not going to be going into a room. So instead of making meshuggah, like he's talking about here with the kitzur, with checking it, not checking it, et cetera, you just sell it to the guy. Since you're selling it to the guy, so then the whole room belongs to the guy, and then you don't have this issue. Right? Fine. Okay, we will stop over there. And everybody should have a fine night, and this should be Matzliach,
All this
episode
time, I thought
of
I was selling my chum to the Tzvi Yaakov.